U.S. Virgin Islands to hold February 8 caucus, making it the third nationwide GOP primary contest. By Hannah Blow on October 2, 2023. The U.S. Virgin Islands will hold its caucus February 8, making the U.S. territory the third Republican primary contest in the current election cycle. According to Gordon Ackley, chairman of the Republican Party in the Virgin Islands, the February 8 caucus date will make the territory the third overall GOP primary contest, following the first in the nation caucus in Iowa, which takes place January 15. According to the press release, the U.S. Virgin Islands state will also follow the New Hampshire primary. South Carolina, notably, will hold its primary February 24. Eight candidates qualify for the U.S. Virgin Islands caucus: former President Donald Trump, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, businessman Perry Johnson, anti-woke businessman Vivek Ramaswamy, South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, and North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum. The Virgin Islands caucus will be a free, fair and honest election, Ackley said in a statement. Preferential, or ranked choice, voting gives every candidate a level playing field to compete and earn a majority of the vote. With the exception of 1976, when Ronald Reagan challenged an unelected President Gerald Ford, the Virgin Islands has never seen this kind of attention from presidential candidates of either party, he continued. Mark your calendar, America's Caribbean will be the place to be in February 2024. Further, the press release noted that DeSantis was the first to file and qualify after meeting with Ackley in Milwaukee on the sidelines of the first presidential debate and will appear at a territorial GOP-hosted event on St. Thomas on October 16. Related video, exclusive, Trump on DeSantis. He's crashing badly, will be superseded in second place. More via the press release. In 2016, the last contested GOP campaign, a total of 1,627 voters cast ballots in the VI caucus. The results were 65.33% for the uncommitted ballot line, 11.74% for Senator Ted Cruz, 9.90% for Senator Marco Rubio, 6.64% for Ben Carson and 6.39% for Trump. In addition to the ballot line for president, the caucus will also serve as an election for three internal party leadership offices: RNC National Committee Woman, RNC National Committee Man, and five state committee members from each of the territory's two electoral districts. The release notes that six of the nine VI delegates to the 2024 Republican National Convention will be elected in a process separate from the caucus. The news comes as Trump continues to dominate in both national and state-level polls, consistently leading his challengers by double digits throughout the primary race.